Vossi and James Magnussen, the missile this morning on this Tuesday morning. Brazil 4, South Korea 0. That's what it was at halftime. They've now played 61 and a half minutes. All of our updates from the FIFA World Cup for Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. I had a text just come through asking, do people who went to Jack Johnson, this person didn't say they actually went to it, do they get their money back after last night? Is 43 minutes considered a concert if he was due to play for an hour and a half? Do they apply the Duckworth-Lewis Stern system to a concert if it gets called off?
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
43 minutes is plenty of Jack Johnson, I would have thought. I wonder what a ticket to Jack Johnson costs these days.
Who cares? If you're not going, who cares? But Lee Hadjipantelis, maybe there's a little bright lawyer's call to be put in. Do I get my money back? Yep. Maybe Moses Henriques will be able to help us out here. And has he got any Jack Johnson? We've sort of got around to, is Jack Johnson a punish, is one of the topics this morning, Moses Henriques. We do need to talk about the Big Bash. That's the reason that Moses is coming on the program. The Sixers will start next Wednesday. So Wednesday week will be first game down in Adelaide. They're then off to Perth. A rematch, their first home game, I think, is December 22 against Hobart. So a little wait before all of that. But as I said, we've got a fair bit to discuss here this morning. A smorgasbord of topics. Moses, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vossi. Thanks for having me. It's been a long time since I've listened to any Jack Johnson.
Oh, good.
Fire down by the campsite, I reckon. Big Jack. Not sure how lively the old concert would be.
Do you get on the ukulele, Moses, and sing along?
Not really, unfortunately, but I think if I was to play an instrument, it would be the ukulele.
Now, look, we'll put it out there because we're running an unofficial poll. Is Jack Johnson a punish? Yes or no?
He can't be, can he?
Yeah.
Well, some people are saying he is. He's punishing to listen to.
Our listeners are messaging in saying he's a bit of a punish. Oh, I think he's all right in small doses, but it would put me to sleep, 43 minutes of Jack Johnson.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the second question in left field, Moses, and it's a little more serious. So Albo's come down, our Prime Minister's come down with COVID. Now, I don't know, does he test every day? I don't know. And people were asking the other day, what's the rules on COVID testing now? Like in the rugby league season, the teams were still getting tested twice a day. What's the story in the summer of cricket with New South Wales and about to go into the Big Bash? Is there a regime of COVID testing still or not?
Yeah, there still is, actually. We just finished a Shield game against Victoria and they had to replace players mid-game because of COVID, which obviously if it's an injury, you wouldn't be able to replace players, but because it's COVID, they were able to, they ended up playing about 19 players throughout the fixture because they just, half their team kept going down with COVID. So, it was good for them to keep having fresh legs within a four-day game anyway. It was nice, yeah.
Yes, I saw that. That's what happened down in the Tasmanian game, didn't it? Jake Doran, the keeper, tested positive in the morning, but went out to play and took a catch, and then he felt a bit crook during the day, and they were able to activate Tim Payne comes in. So you get the former Australian captain, test wicketkeeper, come in as a COVID replacement. That's pretty handy.
Yeah, it is. It is the same rules for all the teams, so I don't think it's a bad initiative. We just happen to be, we just happened to lose last game, so I'm looking for excuses.
Well, there has been a few losses, Moses. I don't want to go there, but you did score 97 on the weekend. Well done. You just come up short. What happened? The 97 couldn't get to the three figures? Got a touch of the Travis Heads.
Bit of a brain fade, to be honest, but it still happens at my age, believe it or not. But, no, it was good. We're showing some good signs here and there. We just can't put a full game of cricket together, but I think, or hopefully, just the change of environment, change of format, get back in the winning magenta colours, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, we can turn it around.
Just before we get onto Sixers, Moses, Soccer World Cup on at the moment. You're of Portuguese heritage. Are you on the bandwagon now that Australia's out?
Well and truly on that Portuguese bandwagon now. I think as well, because of my dad, and I was so heavily influenced by my dad when I was younger. Like, I only knew the Portuguese soccer players because they all played in the big teams and the big European teams. So, other than maybe Harry Kewell and Viduca, I didn't really know too many Aussie players when I was a young kid, but have obviously, as I've gotten older, you know, follow it to some degree, but you know, for some reason, Portuguese probably typically a stronger soccer team, and being the, you know, the trophy hunter that I am, you know, I was always probably, when it came to soccer and football, supported Portugal. Born on the same island as Ronaldo as well, so...
Yeah, Brucey. That's Brucey, the highest order there. Yeah, born on the same island, yeah. Okay, let's move on. Now,
I'm impressed.
I may be the last man to ever get a photo in front of Ronaldo's Man U.
The bronze statue.
Behind the scenes tour. The photo inside the dressing room. Man U.
I sat down at number seven.
I posted it this morning, just a few weeks ago. And then he got the Basil Brushall quit a few days ago. Now, Moses, when we're talking about trophy hunting, how high can expectations be for the Sixers again after a damn good summer last year?
Yeah, I mean, like, we never, as a group or a team, we never talk about, like, winning, so to speak. We actually just talk about trying to learn and get better. So, I mean, I don't know. It just happens to be, along the process, we've kept the same group of players, like a very similar core group. We've brought Curtis back from the Scorchers, which we think is going to be a good addition to the, like, to the group and to the culture. But, you know, we try and talk about, I guess, the result as you know, the outcome of good processes and good people doing what, like, trying their best, basically. And it all sounds really cliche, but, I mean, when you talk about it enough and you sort of try and remove the outcome and remove the win from the table, it, you know, you end up not getting caught up in the pressure on the field and what needs, like, you know, feeling like you've got to do something for a certain result or whatever, and it's amazing how free you can play, you know, and obviously with freedom and comfort, I think you end up playing your best type of sport or your best type of cricket, which we've been able to do for a few years now. But to continue that, I think we have to, again, just keep learning and keep getting better. But as soon as we get complacent or start focusing on, you know, winning stuff, I think that would be a bit of an issue for us, to be honest.
There's going to be a little bit of competition amongst the spinners at the Sixers this year. Is our little mate here at SEN, Steve O'Keefe, going to get a run?
Mate, he's first picked. Don't worry about that.
First picked.
Absolutely, yeah. He's an absolute genius, that old fart. So he's going to be running out first picked for us. Yeah, he's a personal piece. He's like the teacher's pet for me. I love him. So, you know, he's going to be in there. We've got young Todd Murphy as well, who's I wouldn't be surprised if he's playing for Australia in the next couple of years. He's an absolute star with the goggles on. So I'd imagine they'll play together in a lot of games. But, yeah, Steve will definitely, you know, be leading the charge in terms of the spinners.
Murphy got you out for 97, didn't he? Todd Murphy, he was one of the, you were one of his scalps.
Yeah, he got me out both innings, actually. So, he can well and truly put me in his pocket. But, I mean, that's why we signed him. I knew he was good.
Yeah, that's right. You are his son. He might be saying. Now, just an update on Jack Johnson. A couple of texts Moses will share with you. Morning, boys. I'm not saying that Jack Johnson is a punish, but apparently they pump his music through Goulburn Supermax as punishment when the inmates look like getting out of hand. Thank you for that. And to V&M and Moses, Cam from Carlo here. I reckon you should get your money back if you had to watch the entire Jack Johnson concert. So he's saying there's no money back for only seeing 43 minutes. I'm sure you're happy to hear that news. Moses, well, we're really looking forward to it. Quite incredibly, the Shield goes into hiatus now. Not until Feb 9 does the Shield competition resume. So it's all about the shortened form and hoping to see you absolutely kill it with both bat and ball and captaincy with the Sixers this summer.
Thanks, Fossey. Thanks, James. Thanks for having me, boys. Enjoy.
Good man. And born in Portugal, same island as Ronaldo. Moses Henriquez here
cool.
On the program. Yeah. With James Magnuson born in Port Macquarie up in the tropics, and with Andrew Voss born at Hornsby Hospital. Not so glamorous. It is time for the news. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.